When Sadie Kaiser walks into a classroom at the Durand School District in West Central Wisconsin, a few faces light up. She's the English language coordinator, which means she helps children who speak little English navigate the classroom. Kaiser checks in on the preschoolers who stand around a table building and smashing things made out of Legos. She calls over one boy who speaks mostly Spanish.
¿Puedes decirle los ABCs?
Kaiser says for a child who speaks only Spanish, the first days at school can be painful.
Okay, how do we make sure this little guy can get to the bathroom when he needs to, whether it be teaching the teacher how to say, you know, keywords or pictures, you know, for the child to point?
Kaiser's position is fairly new. In the last few decades, the enrollment of Spanish-speaking children in schools here has grown. In Durand, the number has almost doubled in just the last 3 years. In the neighboring district, the Latino children now outnumber the rest of the students. Kaiser's job is to get to know the kids, and sometimes she winds up being an advocate for their families. She points to a child who comes up to her knee.
It's one of the families that's a little isolated. You know, they're out in the country. Mom stays home with the kids. Dad works in one vehicle.
Kaiser says that's pretty typical. She says the families keep to themselves, not only because they're isolated, but also because of the language barrier and because they stand out. Over the last 2 years, 1.5 million Latinos have moved into rural America, according to a study by Rural Family Economic Success Action Network.
I never dreamed that this little corner of the world would have this immigrant presence.
Sean Duvall serves as an interpreter for many dairy farmers and their workers. She says the newcomers here have changed the community, and not everyone knows how to handle it.
I mean, diversity is if you're Norwegian growing up in a Swiss community. You know, that's diversity. And so they don't have any experience. And so it's not even so much discrimination, but just not knowing, really.
Sociologist Jill Harrison interviewed almost 300 immigrant dairy workers for her research on labor relations for the University of Wisconsin. About a third said they had experienced discrimination, and many felt they needed to keep a low profile. It's estimated that at least half of Wisconsin's dairy workers are in this country without legal documentation.
The aspect of my research that's really haunted me the most is just how incredibly vulnerable and scared the immigrant workers we interviewed really feel. They live in fear of being apprehended by law enforcement, which is an even much greater fear, I think, than their fear of being harassed.
Harrison's research shows these families' primary concern is being able to maintain their incomes and support their families.
Y poder sacar a mi familia adelante, más que nada.
Alejandro De Pole supports a wife and two daughters back in Mexico. He says he came to Wisconsin to earn a decent paycheck so he could move his family ahead. Nothing more. De Pole doesn't go out much, but the only time he's noticed discrimination is when some police pull a driver over because he's Latino.
La policía sí a veces discrimina cuando nos ve manejando.
Driving-related offenses are the most common reason Latinos appear in James Duval's courtroom. He's a judge for rural Buffalo and Pepin counties in western Wisconsin. Duval says some police officers are learning Spanish, but problems arise when a suspect and an officer can't communicate, like in this one recent incident.
It turned into a scuffle, which I felt was made worse because of the fact that the two couldn't really communicate very well.
Duval says the case went to trial where 8 out of 20 jury panelists said they couldn't be fair and impartial with a Latino defendant. Duval and others here say many in the community are resentful because the newcomers don't speak English, and that keeps the population separate. History tells us that the first wave of immigrants keep to themselves. It's their children who are more likely to integrate. I'm Laurel Morales, reporting in Wisconsin.